Plummeting winter temperatures and dwindling resources are putting further strain on Jordan's ability to cope with the latest influx of refugees from the Syrian crisis. Jordan has drawn waves of refugees in the past from Palestine and Iraq, but according to aid agencies, this one is particularly severe. Bishop Maroun Elias Laham is Bishop of Amman and Apostolic Administrator of the Diocese of Tunis. He spoke to Veronica Scaresbrick, who is accompanying bishops from Europe and North America on their annual pilgrimage of solidarity with the Christians of the Holy Land.
Jordan is one diocese, is that correct?
It's a part of one diocese. It's a part of the Latin Patriarchate of Jerusalem, and it is a part of this Patriarchate, which extends to Jordan, Palestine, Israel and Cyprus.
And you have 200,000 Christians here, and the main population is all Sunni Muslim?
The main population is Sunni Muslim, and we have 200,000 Christians of all denominations, and half of this number is Catholic.
How is the Catholic Church viewed here, and what is it engaged in?
It's very respected. It has a big credit in terms of social work, educational work, human work, and please note that our parish schools existed years before the public schools here in Jordan. So that's why we have a good history to rely on.
How has the wave of refugees that have moved in to Jordan, which has a long history of welcoming refugees, impacted on the structures of the Catholic Church on the ground?
Yes, we have a linked history with the refugees, starting with the Palestinian refugees, who are here since almost 60 years. Then we had the Lebanese refugees in the 70s of last century. Then we had the Iraqi refugees since 12 years. And now, recently, we have the Syrian refugees. Now, please note that Jordan cannot close its borders because these are Arab brothers that we have to welcome. But note that Jordan is quite a poor country, don't have any structural means to receive all this number of refugees. But still, we do our best. We are certainly helped by others, but it remains a big burden for a small country like Jordan, especially as you know that Jordan is the fourth poorest country in the world in terms of water. So
that creates problems because the refugees are using the water that is normally for Jordanian people.
Yes, but when you love, you have to share.
There's a sense of sharing here, isn't there, among Christians and Muslims?
Yes, and it's not in terms of a Christian value, it's in terms of Arab values, sharing and be generous and open the door of his house to others. Is an Arab value, and we are proud of it.
Sharing the same interests can be part of a solution rather than the problem?
Yes. The main interest where we share with our brother Muslims here is peace and security for Jordan. When we see what is happening in Syria, in Iraq, we are praying Almighty God to keep us calm, quiet, and secure here.
How do you think the situation in Syria will evolve in short term?
Only God knows.